Okay, we are on Vav Amid Beis, and we're up to Amar Rav Chisda. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom of Vav Amid Beis. What does he say, Ratim? Something to do with a belt. Kane Kairin Lataltalte Azurais. Chikaishu Vemachaguras, those hangs down from the belt. Okay. We have 6 lines in the bottom of them, but these Amar Rav Chisda. Va'ilam ayatul adam eimi yisera b'tech reisai. A person should not impose great fear in his household. Shouldn't run a household with fear. Sha'arei. Pelegish Begiva hitul ala ba'ala eimi yisera. The story of Pelegish Begiva is her husband frightened her. That's why she ran away. She was afraid of her husband. And what happened? V'pila kama revavas miyisrael. And tens of thousands of Yidden died in that civil war that came about because of Pelegish Begiva. And again, to in short say the story, this woman ran away. Her husband went to fetch her. They came to a city in Binyamin, and nobody let them in. And then there was an old man that let them in. And then the people of the city gathered like Zayim. And they demanded she be put out, and they put her out, and they tortured her a whole night. They were mezana with her a whole night till she died. And her husband went and cut her up into 12 pieces and sent it around to Shvatim and say, this is what happened to my wife in the Shevet Binyamin. And the people of the Shvatim demanded the Binyamin give him over the perpetrators. They refused. There was a civil war. The first 2 days, the other Shvatim lost to Binyamin. And it was thousands and tens of thousands of Yidden that died. And the third day, they won, and they wiped out Binyamin besides 400 men. Besides for that, they wiped Binyamin out completely besides 400 men that were left. And they also made a nether that nobody's allowed to give their daughter to Binyamin. So the question was, who would these 400 men marry to perpetrate, shave it, to perpetrate is the word? To perpetuate Shevet Binyamin. So there were some women in Pelegish Begiva, was it? Yavesh Gilad. That who had not joined, the city of Yavesh Gilad had not joined the war against Binyamin. So in order to punish them, they were killed out. The women were left. So Yavesh Gilad, the people of Binyamin married the girls from Yavesh Gilad, but there wasn't enough of them. So they were told that they can kidnap, so to speak, girls from the Yidden. We're not allowed to give you the women, but you can take the women. And some grabbed women, girls, in Shiloh, that's what it says, and that's how there was a perpetuation of Shevet Binyamin. A tragic, tragic, tragic part of Klal Yisrael's history. And it all happened, started, because the husband frightened his wife, and that's why she ran away from him. So it is a lesson. Don't frighten your family. You never know what the consequences of frightening your family will be. Rashi, right, because as we said before, right, she found the fly, he found the nimba, she was so scared of him that she ran away. That means obviously she was afraid of him. Right, so he found the hair, so she was negligent. Okay, you know what I mean, let's not get carried away. Obviously, she was so frightened of him being upset at her that she ran away, and that's what caused all this to happen. Rashi. Something to my right. I'm reviewing my rab. Come on, matl emi yisera b'tachbeisai, seifu b'alu deshalu shaveris. Frightening his household can lead to 3 averis. Gilai rayas. Rashi explains how can it lead to Gimor Arayas. The woman has to go to the mikvah. It's cold outside. She doesn't want to go to the mikvah. It's 17 degrees. It's hard to go to a mikvah in 17 degrees. Now, they did not have heated mikvahs. Their mikvahs were wells, springs, bodies of water left out in the cold. And she's afraid. It's cold. And she can't tell her husband, listen, I'm not going to the mikvah this month. I can't handle it. She's afraid of him. So what happens? Misham Shasta Nida. So she lies. So she comes and says, I went to the mikveh, and she didn't. All because he made her frightened of him. By the way, this plays out today as well. Some women are afraid to tell their husband that they have a certain shiloh, because they're afraid that they might be usher, and they're afraid to face the consequence. Again, in rare cases, when you have a very difficult situation in Shalom Bayis, and he's a very big cop and he gets upset, let's say the woman looked at the tissue, and because of that, ushered herself, and he gets all upset at her, and she looked at the tissue. Who told her to look at the tissue? And why can't you be more responsible? Why do you have to do this? And she gets frightened. So the next time, she won't tell him. She looked at the tissue. It could happen. Shem Yerachim. But this is what happens in Matu Emi Yisera. Number two. Shvich HaZamim. Rashi says, how? Like by Pelagius Begiva. I pummim Shemarachas Befonov. When the fellas back us up custom, I be Gesher. She's afraid. She runs, falls into somewhere, and kills herself. Falls off a bridge. Because she's so afraid. She's running. V'chil Shabbos. And it can cause Chil Shabbos. Rashi says, she forgot to light the candles in time. The cholent is not cooked. She's afraid to tell her husband no cholent this week. So she cooks the cholent after Shabbos. Rashi, B'chilu Shabbos, Mamish Mablekes in the air, B'vashalos Mishchashecha, B'nei Matzah, B'hu Eni Yedeah. Doesn't even realize it. So therefore, Chazal say, a person should not run his house with fear, because you lead people to do terrible averis because of fear. Tosfos learns that these three things happened in Pelegish Begiva. Bilarayas, they lived with her, they were Mazana with her, Shrikas Dhamma was caused to death. And the day of Pelegish Begiva was Shabbos. The day that happened to be, it's very schwer to say that because it's Mashma, they were traveling. But the Isa Yom Shabbos Hoya, whatever that means, I don't know.
I
don't know. Ellie Mayer, I called. It went straight to voicemail. And it said the voicemail was full. I just want to apologize. I tried. Anyway, but you only share simchas. Anyway, so I don't know. The answer to your... I have no idea what you're talking about.
He also called.
Oh, okay. I don't know. I don't know.
Can I ask a class review?
I don't know exactly what the logic of Sheva Binyama was in Plagas Begiva. It was a terrible story. It was a dime-like story. I mean, and the tragedy that occurred because of it, the tens and tens of thousands of Yidden that were killed in the war, both sides. Sheva Binyama was almost wiped out.
How many people were involved in the
A city, one group of people. But they didn't want to hand them over. Kaiso demanded they be handed over, and Binyama refused.
Why couldn't Binyama marry ladies from
Binyama? They were killed out. Everybody was wiped out. Sheva Binyama was wiped out with 400 men. They could, but I don't know if it was enough.
The war went on, that was with Pashus.
He came from those 400. And Saul HaMelech also came from those 400. Anybody that comes from Binyamin is from those 400. And Binyamin revived, became a major shaman. Again, it's a tragic story.
They were able to, first 2 days, they were able to...
By the way, just, Tysus also says, instead of Shabbos, Chil Hashem is one of the Gerses in the Gemara. So, Magus Begiva, there was Gila Raya, Shikos Dhamma, Chil Hashem. Yes?
Did you say that
the
first 2 days, Binyamin was able to feed... Rest
yes, and tens. It's not me. It's a pesuk. It's a psukim.
40,000 the first 2 days.
Yes.
Why did any 400 go?
The story says they ran away. They hid. honestly, you know, you have to know somebody knows Navi, like Rabbi Schultz, not like just a Margaret. So I think my advice here. I'm a rabbi by Rav Chana. How do I mean Rav Chana? Shlosh and Tvarim, Tzara Chazim, Loim, Rebbe Tech, Beis, Erev, Shabbos, and Chashaychav. The Mishnah says there's three things that a person has to say every Erev Shabbos as it's getting dark before Shabbos starts. Asar Tem, he has to ask the family, did you take Meiser off the food that we're going to eat tomorrow? Arav Tem, did you make a Ruvi Chaseris? Going to Rashi, Taisus and Shabbos says, Taisus here says it's a Ruvi Tchumen, whatever it is, did you make the Erev? Let me explain. We had this in Erevin, but it's been a long time since Erevin. From the Rabbanon Asherut carrying from your own Rishus, private, to a communal Rishus, even though it's Rishus HaYachad. So therefore, if you shared a chatzar with other people, you could not carry from your house into the chatzar on Shabbos. Because your Rishus is uniquely yours, or not uniquely, it's probably the wrong word, it's solely yours, and the chatzar is shared by many owners. An apartment hallway. A city of Cleveland Heights, which is a chatzar, has walls around it. The Erev. It's a chatzar. Your house is your private thing. You can't carry from your house into the street, even though they're both Rishus HaYachad. Came along to Rabbana, they made this hisser. They also said, unless you make an Erev Chatzeris, which is you have food that everybody owns in one house, that becomes the main house of the communally owned area, and therefore everybody can carry from their house to this place. So that's called an Erev Chatzeris. Today, we make an Erev Chatzeris with food that doesn't spoil from Shabbos to Shabbos. So therefore, we only have to make one, and they change it once a year. They use a box of matzahs. And you know, in those days, they used food, their Shabbos food. Everybody put in a little bit of their Shabbos food. They collected it, and that was the Erev Chatzeris. They ate it on Shabbos.
Every week.
So every week, they made a new Erev Chatzeris. So you had to check with your family. Was there an Erev Chatzeris made? Can we carry into the chatzar? So the husband's job, dad, husband, is to check with his family, or take care of it himself. Was the maaser taken? Was the Erev done? And hadlika was on air. He's mechuyev to tell his wife, it's time for candle lighting.
Rabbi did these three things.
What? No, I don't, because A, I don't take a maaser. B, the Erev is done here in the kailah thing, the box of matzah. And I believe it was on air, I do tell my wife what time candle lighting is every Friday. A number of times. A number of times I tell her what time Hadlokas Neiris is, and a number of times she asks me again, exactly when was it? So, yes, that one I do.
Yeah,
I'm also Mekayev this Chazal. I don't yell it at her. Tzarech l'mameir b'chusa. I say it softly. No pressure. I don't yell at her, because if I would yell at her, did you do this? Did you do this? Then, you know, she gets big time upset.
I have suggested Rebbe 5 minutes already. It's an organization, I won't say it's Rebbe, just about the place. It has a beautiful, nice magnet you put on the refrigerator that they honored. That's why I'm saying it. But it has exactly what time.
On my fridge, also it has very dark. But my wife is busy preparing for Shabbos, so she lets me look at the calendar to tell her what time it is. Just happens to be more convenient for her. And she's not listening to the shir now. Yes?
I always found this strange. Why don't they start the Rafti and make an announcement that the father did it?
He didn't do it.
What do you mean? Asking?
He's asking them, did you take Meiser? Did you make the Erev?
He's doing it pretty late in the day.
Samuch l'chashecha. It can still be done. At 20 minutes before Lich Benchen, he asked, were we part of an Erev Chazeres? If not, I'll go take care of it. Or not, somebody should go take care of it. I'm trying to figure out what...
It bothers me, every time I say this, it bothers me that he's... I always thought of it almost as a command.
It's not, it's a question. Two of them are questions. Two of them are questions, and one of them is a command.
Right. So I thought it was always...
No.
He's asking the others to do all this.
No. He's asking, was it done? In a nice way. It's like, you ask, some people will ask, they're like, did you check, I don't know, whoever you put in charge to make sure the right lights are on and the right lights are off. Did anybody go around the house, check the lights? Did anybody take care of setting the air conditioner in this weather? Did anybody take care of making sure that the heat has the right temperature? Did anybody, whatever it is. Did anybody fill up the urn? All these questions, right? If you want to do them yourself, go ahead and do it yourself. But some people ask their family. Anybody fill up their urn today?
The best way of doing it yourself. Don't.
Okay. So Avram Cohen Paskins, I'm going to turn him off again with a bang on the table. Avram Cohen Paskins, that you should do it yourself. You're right. But not everybody is such a nice person like you. And some people assign other people to take care of things for Shabbos.
Every
Pepsi
happens all the time.
That only happened to Erev Yom Tov. Erev Chatzeres was a weekly thing. Yeah, but I wrapped them was done every week for Erev Chatzeres.
The Baal Bayis, right?
Yeah.
Correct on that?
Mm-hmm.
For some reason, that falls on him, but the others fall on anybody.
Again, it's a Friday job. In some families, different people are assigned different parts of the Friday job. So you're checking to make sure they were done. The woman can do the Erev Tavshilin if she wants to also.
Oh, I thought it was on him.
He has to make sure it's done. She can make the bracha. She's allowed to make the bracha.
I don't know where I picked it up from.
Well, usually I do the Erev Tavshilin in my house. My wife doesn't want the bird on. She says, take care of the Erev Tavshilin. By the way, she gives me the food.
My house, my wife does that.
We don't really care.
My friend, Reb Moshe, does care.
Okay. He should say it softly. Create an atmosphere of cooperation, not of fear. That's the message of this Gemara. Fear doesn't get things done. Fear gets things done the wrong way, unfortunately. Rashi. Asartem. Erish and Nechul Lamachar, the fruit that we're going to eat tomorrow. Arav to Meruza Kateris. Talk to Gemara Viter. You know, I've lived my life, I didn't know this Rabbi Babachana statement. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says to say the three things. I didn't hear the words of Rabbi Babachana that you should say it softly, not harshly. Because I'm Tim Zvara. I did it on my own. It's sensible. Don't think of my right. Amar Vavo. Lo'ilam ayatu adam emi yisera b'tech v'etzai. Person should not put extra fear in his house. Say Adam God will hit the Amy and say it's a bait site.
The three things he said, or the comment that he didn't hear?
The Mishnah said the three things.
That he knew. That
everybody knows the Mishnah. Right, for those who say the Mehmet leaking, you say this every week. Amar Rabbi, I'm resting my bite. Amar Rabbavo, Lailum Ayatu Adam Amy and say it's a bait site. Person shouldn't put extra fear in his household. Shar Adam Gadol Hitl Emi Yisera B'tech Beisai. It was an Adam Gadol that once had fear in his household, the Chilol Dover Gadol, and they almost made him do a terrible Esser. Umanu Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel. I'm sorry, Pashim Shadis, they gave him a terrible Esser. He ate a terrible Esser. Who was it? Rav Chanina Ben Gamliel. He frightened the servants, and what happened was there was a limb missing off the animal, or the chicken, or whatever it was, and they were frightened that he would notice the limb is missing, and he would say, what happened to that polka? Or what happened to that beast? And they were frightened. So they went and they cut one off of a living animal, cooked it, roasted it, and served it to him. Because they were afraid of him. He actually ate it. Hash the behemton should tzadikim ain't a kodesh baruch hu bevita kol ayadam. Tzadikim matzim of lekoshkein. Marach the behem of tzadikim a kodesh baruch hu doesn't bring a stumbling block to them. And I'll explain that in a moment. So tzadikim eat something asr?
What's the problem?
Hashem never lets a tzadik eat a davar asr. Have a hold a second. Hold a second. Hold your horses. Ella Bikshu l'achila davar gadol. They almost did it. My new Eva Menachai. What was it, Eva Menachai? Why is it a davar gadol? So I think the Masha says, I think it's the Masha, because that's the only thing that's usher for a guy to eat. The Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach only have one thing that's usher b'achila, that's Eva Menachai. So that's why it's called the davar gadol. Now, as in, there's a whole few things I want to say here, so let me say that, and Rabbi Cohen afterwards will listen to you. First of all, what does it mean, Behemdin Shal Tzadik, Yerwein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takol Al Yadam? This refers to a story that the Chamar of Repilchus Meyor was stolen by some robbers. They fed the Chamar Tevel, and the Chamar refused to eat. And they didn't know what to do. So they sent the Chamar back home. And again, it didn't eat. So they went to Repilchus Meyor. So he said, did you take Meiser off of it? They said, no. So they went, took Meiser, and then the animal ate. So the Chamar didn't want to eat something that's usher to eat. For sure, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps a donkey of a tzaddik from eating usher, for sure he'll keep the tzaddik himself from eating something usher. That's shot in the Gemara. Now, in that story of Behemdin Shel Tzaddikim, there seem to be two different opinions. One learns, like I just explained, the donkey didn't want to eat something usher. Mashal even asks, why wasn't the donkey nice and ate of the tzadzeh, v'ayichu b'tzadachar, mashal chulim, paladik and mashal, but that's the mashal I had. Tysus learns that it wasn't upshot. Tysus learns that you're not allowed to use tevel in hanah shel kiloy, meaning a person's not allowed to destroy their tevel. Tevel has to have truma separated from it. If not, you're not allowed to destroy it. Only a kayan can use it that way. So it would have been an aveira for Rabbi Pilchus Meyor if his donkey ate his grain before they separated truma, because the donkey would have destroyed the tevel, and that's usher for Rabbi Pilchus Meyor to do. So Hashem saved the donkey from doing something that would have been detrimental to Rabbi Pilchus Meyor. Not that the donkey itself was a fruma donkey. Hashem saved, that's how Tysus and Chulin learned, that Hashem saved the donkey from doing something that would have been aveira for Pilchus Meyor. So if Hashem saves the donkey from doing an eating thing that's an aveira, for sure he would save the tzaddik from doing a thing that's an aveira. Now, Frecht Avram Cohn, Harav Rav Avram Cohn. Frecht Avram Cohn, he did it, he deserved it. He put Eimei Yisera. Obviously, the answer is, you can run Eimei Yisera and still be a tzaddik. Clear from this Gemara. You can have a method of Eimei Yisera and still be a tzaddik. But unfortunately, you have to be very careful. That's what you see from this Gemara. I know but you're shaking, you shook your head, I think, but that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara calls him Chanina ben Gamliel. He's an Amira. Tana. He was a Tana. Chanina ben Gamliel. He ran a household with an Eimei Yisera. This was his modus operandi. He thought that's what he's a Tana, he doesn't need my Haskama. This is the correct way to run the household. Talk to Gemara, you have to be very careful. He almost ate Eimei Menachai. But it didn't take away from his being a tzaddik. Now, Tysus explains, it's only b'midi d'achila. A tzaddik can do averus. Gemara says in Shabbos, Rabbi Shmuel Kara v'hita, he moved the candle. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava killed an eight diamond illegally. A tzaddik can do averus. Many cases of Shas, a tzaddik can do averus. Right? The Gemara says only four people or seven people to Shaila died without ever doing an avera. Except eating averus, Shem doesn't let a tzaddik eat trays of food. That's what it's shemer. That's it. Chaitzes, Ayres and Amira that ate, Ayres and Amira ate before Abdullah. There's an Amira that forgot and ate before Abdullah. So you see, a tzaddik did something wrong with Achila. Zaktaisis, the food was mutter, the time was usher. And therefore, that's not called an avera in eating. It's an avera in time. The food was a mutterdika food. It's not a trade for food. It was a mutterdika food in the wrong time. From here, Bachanan brings a raya, not like the Nesivas. There's a famous Nesivas. Bachanan brings a raya from this crisis not like a nesivus. There's a famous nesivus that says that if a person transgresses a rabbinic aveira, b'shaygig, he doesn't have to do tshuva. Because he says as follows. By biblical aveira, the item is an aveira. So if a person eats nevela, he's doing an aveira. He does it b'shaygig, he ate nevela b'shaygig. Nevela is usher, and the person who did it by mistake did the aveira by mistake. He did the aveira. He ingested nevela. A person who cooks b'shaygig on Shabbos did the aveira. Cooking is prohibited on Shabbos. And therefore, yes, he did it b'shaygig, but he did the aveira. By rabbinic aveiras, the thing is not usher. You have a mitzvah to listen to the rabbanon. So if you don't listen to the rabbanon, you're doing an aveira. So the nesivas, if you don't listen b'shaygig, that means you did not listen. You didn't know. To not listen, you have to be aware. If you weren't aware, you did not listen. So therefore, a drabbanon b'shaygig doesn't need tshuva. By a d'oraisa b'shaygig, the item is an asadika thing. The act is an asadika act, inherently. Therefore, b'shaygig is an avera. But by drabbanon of the nesivas, the avera is not the thing. The avera is you didn't listen to the chachamim. So you have to not listen. B'shaygig, it's not called not listening. You didn't know. That's the nesivas. So Rav Chanan brings a raya from this Taisus, not like the Nesivus. Taisus asks the Kasha, how could the Amayer forget and eat before Abdallah? Aye, Hashem doesn't bring a aveira of eating to a tzaddik. So Taisus answers, because it was a time, not a iser. What's Taisus' Kasha? Eating before Abdallah is a Rabbanon. He forgot. Not an aveira. According to the Nesivus, he didn't do an aveira. He did not listen. Here, Rabbi Chanan brings a raya, kasha on the nesivus from this place.
He wasn't aware of the rabbanon, or he didn't know.
He forgot.
That's not.
He did not listen.
But he was aware.
Again, not listening means you consciously don't listen.
Oh, I see.
So he knows. I think he knew we're on a side of eating chicken and mutsi. You knew you weren't
inside. I'll leave all those kind of things for you to decide.
But the Torah says you have to listen to the Rabbanim, right?
Right.
How do we get past that? The
derisive
to listen.
Yeah, but listening means you're aware and don't listen.
Just in general, how's there anything ever drabbanim?
So that's the kasha. That's the kasha that they deal with, 100%.
How do we deal with it?
That, okay, this is a kasha, it's a belt kasha, this is a major kasha. Every Rabbanah should be a deraisa because you have a chiyuv to listen to the chachamim. The answer is, so first of all, who says it's not?
Oh, we see they're making me call.
One second. So that's the kasha. I tabi drabbanon l'kula. There it is, you have to listen to the Rabbanah. The Rabbanah said, tabi drabbanon l'kula.
Inherent in it.
Exactly. And but this is I talk about Rabbi Chanan as well. A lot of people talk about this. This is a major kasha. You're right. Again, unfortunately, the answer to your thing is, I mean, a lot of people knew this would be traced by mistake. It wouldn't happen to a tzaddik. Now, who was the tzaddik of that madrega? You know, who am I to say? There are stories about different tzaddikim. There were Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin, the Beis Halevi, they were once served things that were treif, and they didn't want to eat it for whatever reason. They didn't know it was treif. Then it was his gala was treif, and he said, oh, tzaddikim, you know. Yeah, this is all from the storybooks. It's great. It's wonderful. But unfortunately, you're right. People that are next to eating treif obviously are not on that bar of a tzaddik. Tzaddik Maravaiter. Rashi. Behemtim shetzadikim b'kol shechten. Eber min achai shenevet mem eber min hashchuta. They lost a limb from a shechted animal or chicken. They must say because of the fear. Chat chavadav eber min achai ve'vi utachtav shlo yavon he shouldn't know. Zogt gemar vayt. Shaloch le mar ukva le Rav Lazar. Mar ukva sent the following message to Rav Lazar. Now mar ukva was a very powerful individual. I believe he was the Reish Galusa. I believe. It doesn't make a difference. He sent Rabbi Lazar the following message. They are the Ma'amdim Alai. There are people, in the plural, but it was one person, who goes against me, who makes trouble for me. I can quiet him down, because I have the ability to hand him over to the government, and they would eliminate him from making trouble for me. What should I do? Mahu. Can I? He's bothering me. He's not letting me function. Not letting me learn. He's not letting me function. What am I supposed to do with this person who's constantly a thorn in my side?
Yes.
Not only a year, the Talmud of Rav, as you will see. A big person. Big Talmud Chacham. Major Talmud Chacham. We get to meet him three times in Gittin. I think he's only mentioned one more time in Chulin, but three times in Masechtas Gittin he's met. This is the first time we get to meet him. We haven't met him yet. Amr l'shirtut v'kasirtut v'kasavlai. This is why this Gemara is here. So Rabbi Lazar wrote a sirtut when he wrote the following pasuk. Amarti eshmerai derachai mechatei b'lshayni. It's a pasuk. I will watch my ways from sitting with my tongue. Efshur levi machzayim. I will muzzle my mouth by Rasha l'negdi, when the Rasha is opposite me. So he sent him, Ava Bisha Rasha l'negdi, Eshmer levi machzayim. Don't snitch on him. Even though the Rasha is against you, muzzle your mouth. Tolerate it. Shalach leikam etzar li tuba u'metzina de'ekam b'hu. So he sends back to Rabbi Lazar and he says, the person is bothering me terribly. I can't survive. He's making it impossible for me to do anything. Shalach lei, daim l'Hashem v'hischai l'alai. Daim means be quiet to Hashem and hope for him. That's why I think Pashim Shat in the Pasuk is. Daim l'Hashem hu yapilim b'cho chalolim chalolim. You daven, and Hashem will take care of him. Don't snitch. Hashkein v'harav aleim l'beis ha-medrash, and Taisus bring sukshatim, either to daven or to learn. It's not convenient, I'll tell you why in a minute. Early and late in the beis ha-medrash, either pashup shat is to daven, Taisus is the second shat to learn, and there's a major nafkamina I will show you in a minute, or a second, a few minutes, whatever it is. V'hein kalim aleim, and the Rabbani Shem will take care of them. Don't you snitch. Daven to Hashem. The Gemara Adavar Yasim would be Reblazer. Reblazer wrote that. But Nasna Ligniva Bekuler. And Gniva, who was the name of the person who was making the trouble, was arrested and placed in a cooler. Kyler is a neck brace. No, what does he say it is?
Chains.
Meaning he was arrested by the government and he obviously could stop making trouble for Marukva.
How does anyone know if he actually
didn't
say anything? How do you know
Muhammad
didn't say anything?
The Gemara says he didn't say anything. How do you know anything in the Gemara? The Gemara.
You may
not
have told anyone.
Again, this is the Gemara. Rashi, I'm the Malay. The Chayav and the Gadav, they blaspheme me and curse me. Biyadi Lamarzi, Kayach Biyadi Lahausham Alayim. I have the ability to snitch. Menegdi to Meriveni Umekniteni fights and angers me. Gneva Hayakailakalov. Kailo Shashel Shabarzo, metal chains. Shinaisim Shama Moktavim Lamachas Lariga. Those condemned to death or put into it. And by the way, Gneva was killed by the government, as we will see later in Masechta Gittin. Now, Taisus has a kasha. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that you shouldn't daven to Hashem against anybody. Because Hamaitra Dina Lushamariam Hu Nanish Chila. If you daven to Hashem against a fellow Yid, the person who davened gets punished first. So how could Rav Lazar advise Marukva to daven when the Gemara says in Baba Kama that whoever davens against another Yid gets punished first for davening against another Yid? So it's not the route to go.
Where do we see davening against?
He told him, Daim Lashem v'chaylalai. Right, daim Hashem means daven to Hashem.
Daven for yourself.
No, against that saved you from Geneva.
Daim Hashem is to speak way silently.
Vishchayloi means to daven to him. Hashkei v'harav. I'm sorry. Hashkei v'harav aleim lebeis hamedrash. That's what he told him to do. Go early, stay late in the Beis Medrash. Tyson understands that means to daven. Again, let's do Tyson. Frank Tyson's Akasha. Frank Tyson's Akasha. The Gemara says, so how could he tell him to daven? And for Tyson's his first errand. And the Gemara in Baba Kama says, it's only if he has a recourse in this world. If he has a way of taking care of it without davening to Hashem, that's what he should do. But if there's no other way to save himself except for davening to Hashem, then he can be Maisa Din Al Chaveiro. In the case of Baba Kama, there was another way to take care of the problem. And therefore, that's why it was Nanesh Chila. Here, snitching was not an option. Rabbi Lazar banned that. So given no other option besides snitching, so he was allowed to daven. That's Tysus' first errand. Second errand, Tysus says, he didn't come to daven. He told them to sit and learn. That's Tysus' second errand in Hashkia v'Harav Aleihem. So there's two terutzim here. What does Hashkia v'Harav Aleihem mean? Does it mean daven? And because there was nothing else for Marukva to do, there was no court he could go to without snitching to the government. He was the most powerful Jew. He was in Meiraj Galusa, and he couldn't do anything.
He would have been protected from Geneva's insult in the Beis Medrash, anyway.
That's not what it said. Tadayim Hashem, v'hu yapilum b'cha chalolim chalolim. Go to the Beis Medrash, and Hashem will take care of it. So he told them. And his eitzah, hashkim v'harim aleim b'Beis Medrash. Now, what did he mean? So Tysus understands in his first errand that he meant to daven. In fact, Tysus, a kacha from Gemara Baba Kama.
I have no article
is my favorite Achman. But after everything is said and done, I'm listening to Tysus.
Rabbi, what
is I shouldn't say article is my favorite Achman. It's not necessarily true. But I like Archko. They do a wonderful, great job, and I'm very respectful of them. But not Tysus, it's Tysus. What?
You just said go
on
the account of them, because of them, do what you're. You can go to the Beis Medrash just because of them.
What are you doing in the Beis Medrash? That's Tysus' second errand. I'm sure in the notes he must bring Tysus. Yes?
Two questions.
Cursing and blaspheming. He's cursing. He's going around saying, here is the Reish Galusa. There's somebody going around town, cursing him out, and making trouble for him. And it's impeding his ability to act as the Reish Galusa.
And the second one I have is, he was thinking about mastering. Is that an avail when somebody...
But that way, yes. Am I allowed to or not?
Why would he be allowed to, or why wouldn't he be allowed to? I don't know. What was asking me is like...
He can't function as a Reish Galusa.
And that gives him the...
That was the Shaila. Does it or does it not?
So that would have been the answer to anybody. There's not a lot of Masha.
Exactly.
And he didn't know that. Or
he asked the Shaila. You know, when you ask the Shaila, you want to know. You ask the Shaila. I am Reish Galusa. I am being impeded in my function. I cannot function. I cannot get anything done because this person. And everybody is suffering. Am I allowed to? Or am I not allowed to?
You haven't given a personal answer. Across the board, you're not allowed to mock. I think. I'm asking.
I only know this Gemara, just like you know this Gemara. Mastering is a very, very huge step.
I know.
Okay. We don't do that. We try not to do that. Yes?
Why couldn't you be Davin to be saved from this guy, not to his detriment?
I don't understand, please explain your question.
Being saved from somebody doesn't mean that it's negative for the other person. It has to be come to a negative result.
Yeah, that's the tshuva. You should have the Gneva, you should have
tshuva. Again, he davened Hashem to save him from Gneva. What the Rabbanim Shem does is the Rabbanim Shem does.
Wasn't there a question that you hear
davening
for the negative of another Jew?
Well, he's davening to Hashem. I have trouble with Geneva.
That doesn't mean he has to come through a negative.
Who said it wasn't? Who said he did
daven
for a negative? Who said that?
No, he's saying from Tyson's Tiskashi was Meister Din Al Chaveiro. He says to Rabban Islam, Rabban Islam, Geneva is making my life miserable. Please save me from Geneva. Means he's asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to intervene against the fellow Jews. Whatever way he intervenes. Yeah, so that's a good kasha. And the story of Bruria, a great kasha. But again, this is what it Tysus has a problem. The Gemara says, you're not allowed to be Meister Din Al Chaveiroi. You know, this, I hate to do this. I didn't want to get involved because I know I'm going to get into trouble. The Gemara says it about Sarah and Avram. Sarah said to the Rabbi Islam, I have kindness in Avram because of the story of Hagar. So the Gemara, Sarah got Nanish Tila. She died earlier because she went to the Rabbi Islam against Avram. That's the story. She said, Rabbi Islam, I have kindness in Avram. He mistreated me. He's letting Hagar run roughshod over me. Dr. Gemara, she was a Maitzah Din HaChaveret. Dr. Gemara, what should she have done? She should have gone to Beth and show shame. She should have gone to shame and said, shame, can you talk to my husband? So because she didn't do that and she died to the she got Nanesh Tila. That's the Gemara. I'm not getting involved in that problem. Sorry. I mean, I'm smart enough to stay out. That's the story. Now, Tractatus, if she couldn't do it, so why was he allowed to do it? And for Tractatus, the Gemara there said she had another option. She could have gone to Beth and Shoshane. He had no other option. The second Tractatus says, he didn't daven. He learned. He went to learn. And the Rebbeinu took care of it for him. Zachti Gemara Baiter. Shalchu le'lamarum kva. Zimra menalam da'asr. How do we know it's usher to sing in party houses? That music is ushered by a party unless it's a mitzvah party.
So the whole thing just had
to start
because of the
shirtut? Yes, the next one is also because of
shirtut. Uh-huh. Well, they didn't really have to do it. It was more than four words. But they had to do it.
I don't know. You don't have to do it for two, but you have to do it for three, or you have to do it for four, or more.
More.
How do I know that you can't play songs and sing at a party that's not a mitzvah? Do not be happy and rejoice while you're amongst the nations when there's a Churban Beis HaMikdash. Why did he send him from that pasuk? Why didn't he send him from the following pasuk? Bashir lo yishtu yayin. Don't drink wine when music is going on. Yemer sheicher l'shaisav. Wine should be bitter to those who drink it at a shir. Zakti Gemara, because imahu, why that pasuk would have been better, I don't know. And for the Gemara, imahu, habamina hanamilu zimra the mana. I would have thought only with instruments. I would the puma shari, but to sing is mutter. Kamash malan, that even to sing at a party is usher unless it's a sudas mitzvah. Rashi. I'm not going to go into the halacha lemaisa in this. It's a very, 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 very difficult halacha lemaisa, so we'll just leave it alone. Rashi. Zimra, anybody interested in halacha lemaisa can take a look at Simon Kuf. Where is it? Tavkuf Samach. And Shulchan Aruch. Rashi and Aruch Haim. Zimra l'shar v'beis ha-mishtoz, yeh m'shecher yeh mar, it should be bitter. The mana kinor, a harp. That's the Gemara
Baiter. So at first thought, it could be all these hats. No, that's not a good one. But all these things that...
Again, you want to... Yeah, you're not... Don't even bother asking me, because I'm just going to ignore your question.
Could be a mitzvah. Gather everyone together to be happy.
Again, as I said a moment ago, I will not go involved in the halach at all. I will just say you can learn Tavkuf Samach and Ramesh has tshuvas on it. Other people have tshuvas on it and figure out the halach and Ramesh.
If it's not for Suda, Suda. Like, how did David HaMelech play the lyre?
This was by after Korban Beit HaMikdash.
Oh, after
Korban. This is only after Korban Beit HaMikdash.
I would not show this more to not see him.
Why? He plays it by mitzvahs. It's a Suda's mitzvah.
One time, bat mitzvahs, you said?
I said bar mitzvahs.
Oh, I thought you said bat mitzvahs. That too.
It's a bar mitzvah. He plays a Tzudas mitzvah. Chas. Who sang by Tzudas Chas?
And he doesn't play an instrument.
Yeah.
He just recorded it.
I don't know.
Was it Barry Weber?
No. We don't. His name was Friedman. Friedman.
I have no idea.
Eddie Friedman.
Oh, Benny Friedman saying this? Okay.
He just came because... you want to hear the whole story?
No, I really don't want to hear the whole story. I just wanted to change the subject. Right,
recorded music the same as live music?
It's a big shiloh, so it's recorded music the same as live music, yes.
McNeema doesn't play the music, he plays
DJ.
I'm sorry?
Yeah,
but they were saying what happened after the Korban. They were saying the Vua. This is for after the Korban. So this is in Tavkuf Samach, Lasa Zeichel V'Korban. There's a whole Siman and Shulchan Aruch about making Zeichel V'Korban, and one of them is these halachas, and anybody interested in the halacha l'maisa can go into it themselves, and I will not talk about halacha l'maisa. It's a Shilon concert. That's where it boils down
that's
to.
That's what I was saying.
I know that's what you were saying.
I said gatherings together, going to these...
Yeah, but they're not eating, they're not drinking wine. It's not... It's a Ramaitra has a Chuban concert, not from the big concert goers, Ramaitra. It was not from the big country.
These days, what was it?
Rabbi Yashiv loved music. Loved music. And when he was a young boy, I don't know how old, Yassel Rosenblatt was giving a concert in Yerushalayim. And he was on his way to go, and he stopped and he said, but I have to learn Bittul Torah. And he turned around and went to the Beis Medrash. And overcame his desire to hear music so he can sit and learn, and then stop learning from then and on until he was 101 years old. So from 9 to 101 is like 92 years that he learned straight without wasting his time.
9 years old?
9 years old, I think, when it happened. And he said to himself, but I have to learn. So he didn't go. He loved music. He didn't go. And he just went back to the Beis Medrash, and he left 92 years later. He really did. You know that in his own daughter's chasana, his daughter married Shlomo Zalman's son. When it came 10 o'clock at night, he turned to his mechutna and said, have a mazel tov, have a good night. He said, where are you going? He said, I have to get up soon to learn. So he went to go to sleep a few hours, so he got up until 1 o'clock and learned whenever he got up. So, yeah, he didn't stop. His own daughter's chassan, he left early. He was there. He said, Molly, dance. He did whatever he had to do, and now he has to go learn. And the next day, he has to learn what he's supposed to do. Is what it is. Anyway, that's Rabbi Yashiv. But, something my mind, I'm a learner of Unabar Nasal or Ravashi. My deceiver says in the Pasuk, Kino of the Dimuna of Vat Adam. Now, these are names of cities in Eretz Yisrael. Amalai, so he said to him, Mitzvah the Eretz Yisrael Kachashiv, listing cities in Eretz Yisrael. Amalai, I'll tell you, you're down to the Mitzvah the Eretz Yisrael Kachashiv. Do you think I don't realize that cities in Eretz Yisrael? El Rabbi Gavir Meragiza, Amar Bataima. Rabbi Gavir Meragiza said a drush in this pasuk. Kosh Yeshle Kina al Chavera Vidaimim. Anybody who's angry at his friend because his friend is making him tsar, like Marukva. And he doesn't react, and he keeps quiet and tolerates it. Shaychein adei ad isolated. So kina v'dimuna, you have an anger, a rightful anger, and you keep quiet. Ad ada shaychein adei ad. The Rabbi Nishlalem takes care of the problem. Now, Amalai. So he answered him. We'll continue this tomorrow. We'll leave it over here. We'll continue this tomorrow.